My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project. The aim of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of the UK. The date is the 30th of July 2009 and the time is now 9:26 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Jill Robinson and I'm 37 and I come from Preston.
Did you come down from Preston today?
I did, early this morning, left at 3:30. And arrived here at 7:30 and lost my suitcase. So that's been a bit of a traumatic start, but we're getting there.
And how are you feeling now?
Looking forward to it, really looking forward to it. A bit nervous because I've got all the kids from school watching, and the head teacher and colleagues. So it's a bit nervous about that, but really, I'm head of year and I do loads of assemblies and speaking in front of the school and that. Now, once I'm up there, I'll get into my stride.
Yeah. Tell me a bit more about the school.
Collegiate High School is in Blackpool, and it's a mixed secondary school. We do have some challenging children from there, but they're fantastic kids. We recently changed to becoming a Raising Aspirations Trust school, and what we really want to do now is try and get the kids to see a bigger world out there and raise their aspirations. I think a lot of those children don't come out of Blackpool, they don't see that they've got opportunities outside of Blackpool. So for me to come down to London and do this is a real example of what they can achieve, that there are things out there. So I'm, really keen for them to be involved in this, and I really hope that I do some people emailing back and sending postcards and things, so we'll see.
So, Miss Robinson, mm-hmm. Can you describe what you're wearing for me?
I have a T-shirt on that I had printed today, and it says, inspire our kids with words of wisdom or advice for the future. So what I want people to do is really to get involved. I think the youth get a real knock, and the kids, kids can be difficult and can cause problems in communities, but if we as the adults around them don't stand up and support them and guide them and show them the right way to go, then who's to blame for it, I think. So that's what I want. I want community to get involved in this and support these kids and give them some advice for the future or words of wisdom.
What's the community like where you teach?
It's a mixed community, really. I think a lot of our children come from the local council estate, and I think they're very disadvantaged.
Sorry, there's a little bit of motorbike noise in the background. Carry on.
That give a real challenge to the kids to start off with. There's kids that come from perhaps families where they haven't got all the support that maybe other children get. And that's something that Blackpool's working hard to try and support and change. Yeah. And we work really hard at Collegiate to give them that support. We've really improved the school results over the last 4 years. And now we want to go through this Raising Aspirations and, give them the next leg up, really. Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about what you're going to do with your hour on the plinth.
I am going to ask the community in the square to get involved, and through the internet ask the world to get involved. I've had some postcards made asking people to write their words of wisdom or advice or their inspiration on there, and I'm going to fish those off the plinth. I've got a bulldog clip on the end there, and they're going to lower those down to the crowd, and hopefully they'll take them and grab a pen from my dad, the support team, write some words of wisdom and hopefully peg it back on and I can read some out, and hopefully people on the internet will see the email address and email in, and then I can feed. What would be great is then to fill that back to the kids after the summer holidays and see what comes in. So it really is a fishing expedition to see what comes back. Yeah.
What do you think you might do with it?
I think around our school we've got a number of collages from, the art department did one some years ago, and the technology did do one, and it would be really nice to perhaps use all these things that come back to create something like that can stay for good in the school. So not quite sure how to do that yet. It'll come together over the summer, I think. And I'll do some assemblies as well, and the kids can have a good laugh at Miss Robinson on the plinth. But there we go.
been their reaction to you talking?
Bemused. And this is where the Raising Aspirations comes from, because to them this is alien. It's not something that they understand particularly, I don't think. They don't think they're exposed to this kind of art, and I think they've been quite confused about what it really is. So even just having had that conversation with some of the children about Anthony Gormley and what a living work of art might be, and how communities can get involved in that. Because I, on my teaching practice many moons ago, I was at a school in St Helens where Anthony had done the terracotta statues, and they'd recently, all the kids in that school had recently all done their little figures, and I went down to the Tate to go and look at them, and that's the first time I heard about Anthony Gormley. And so I feel a bit like it's come round again, because now I am doing the same thing really. I'm having an opportunity to get involved like those kids did, and involve my kids hopefully. So it's a nice balance, a bit of karma, I think.
How did you feel when you found out that you got a place?
Oh, I was thrilled. I was absolutely thrilled, because I'm trying to think how I heard about it, and I think it was just because I was surfing through the net and it came up somewhere, and I saw Anthony Gormley, and I saw, because I knew about the plinth in London, I thought, oh, that's a really clever idea. So I immediately put my name down. So I think I was probably lucky, because I was in the first, probably some of the first people to put my name in, and I got a slot, and I was just, I was really excited, yeah. I never win anything. I never, you know, I go into all sorts of things like that. I never ever get picked out or drawn. So it was my time to do something.
We've talked a bit about your professional life, mm-hmm. but how would you describe yourself as a person?
Oh, well, my three words I put on there was untidy, which I'm regretting a bit now, because my new boss has read that. Never mind. I think untidy is the mind of a creative genius, personally. I put thoughtful. I do think I'm, because I do a pastoral run school, and I think I do care about what people think and what happens to people, and that's important to me. You know, thinking about the people around me that mean something to me. What was the other one I put on there? Creative, thoughtful. Oh, it's gone out of my head.
Untidy, you mentioned.
Untidy, yes, those are the three, yes. I'm creative. I do like anything creative, doing things with my hands, anything like that. So doing this is my thing, you know, getting t-shirts printed, making postcards, and all that kind of thing. It's what I like to do. But I do a lot of hill walking, and I like to be out in the countryside. I'm a country mouse, really, and I've just got a new job in Cumbria, near Kendal. It's a new school up there, so that's fantastic, because I'm just going to be in my element. A dog, Springer Spaniel, and he's 14, so that'll be great to be up there. That starts in January. So it's all change, really, yes.
Does that feel like a big move?
Yes, yeah, and the right thing for me to be doing at the moment. Time to move on and new challenge, yeah. Because I'm getting on a bit now, I'm 37, so I need to move to the next thing. I've been at this school for 7 years. Yeah.
What kind of community do you think it will be like in Cumbria?
It's a much slower pace. Everything's at a much slower pace, and it's quieter. And I think people up there are just more thoughtful about each other and nature and things around them. And I find in towns and cities, I feel things are a lot more cutthroat, and it's people out for themselves. And I never feel a sense of community in big towns and cities. I felt quite overwhelmed. So 2 days in London is my max, and I'm out of here. Back up to the hills. Yes.
Where did the fishing rod come from?
Originally I was going to throw these postcards off plinth. The science technician at work came up with the idea of the postcards, and it was a really good idea. But then he was horrified when he heard that I was going to throw them off the plinth, because he felt that was littering, and he was very strongly against it. And he said, you're going to have to think of another way of doing it. And it was Dad, really, it came up. He said, oh, why don't you use a fishing pole? So That's where that came from. And it's my brother's fishing pole from, well, I'm 37 and he's 36, and he must have had that bought for him when he was 14. And I emailed him the other day and said, oh, I'm using your fishing pole. And he said, oh, I was thinking about using that again. Typical brother reaction, that, not, you know. So that's where the fishing pole comes from, yes. And, I don't know how good it'll be at casting it off there, but we will soon find out.
Did you always want to work with children?
I think, yes, because my background is, I used to be a swimmer. I used to swim competitively when I was a young child. And as I finished doing that, I got interested in doing the swimming teacher's qualifications, which I did. And then because I was doing all this sporty stuff, I did my sport A level. And I enjoyed doing the teaching, and I'm a real bossy boots, and my nickname's High Horse in the house. And I like to be in charge and show other people what to do. And so they're all the qualities of teachers. I sort of just naturally fell into it. So being involved in the sporty, I was worked at a leisure centre, so I was doing children's swimming lessons, adult swimming lessons, aquafit, children's parties, summer schools. I was just doing all sorts of stuff, and it just naturally led into teaching, really. But I do have a claim to fame. My great uncle was the headmaster at Bradford Grammar School, which was rather a posh school in its day and very highly thought of. So yes, there is some teen blood back there. Yes.
The other thing you mentioned was fell walking.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing that?
Oh well, all our lives. I mean, my dad is a big outdoor guy, so all our holidays have been up in Coniston and the lakes up around that way, and walking, sailing. And then when I went to university, I did a PE degree, but I lived with all the outdoor ed students. So, you know, again, got back into very strongly then. And when I went to school, I got involved in Duke of Edinburgh. And, you know, and I like to do it myself and go with Dad sometimes. Sometimes I go on my own, sometimes with friends. So, yeah, it's just being out there in the hills is so peaceful, and I love it.
Where do you go walking?
Mostly Lake District, into the Yorkshire Dales. But my dad is my inspiration, really. He's just finished all the Munros in Scotland, so there's just short of 300 of those, so that was a massive achievement. And the year before that, he walked from Land's End to John O'Groats, 77 days without a rest, mental. And he's done all walking in the Alps and stuff. And I think that's what I'd like to try and get on and do next, start doing some of those kinds of things. Maybe not the ones first, some little ones, but yeah.
Do you have any reservations or concerns at all about doing this tonight?
No. I think, I know the kids are all watching from school, and my colleagues are. I just hope nothing silly happens, like somebody's knocked down in there and causes a fuss or something like that, which would be a real shame if they spoilt it, you know, because children are watching it, and that I'm a teacher, and that'll be plainly obvious when I get up there. But apart from that, no. Just a bit nervous, but that go once I get up there. I'm terrible with a microphone at school. I'm not allowed one because I just can't get it back off me. I'll be great once I get up there. But I think it's just such a fabulous opportunity. Yeah.
Have any of the other teachers from your school applied?
I don't know. I think I have a bit of a reputation for going off and doing odd quirky things or having odd quirky ideas. I like to think outside the box. I hate it when people say, oh, maybe we've done it that way, or oh, we couldn't possibly. Well, that's a daft thing. You can, you know. I think you should challenge the ways that we do things and look at doing things in a new way. So I do get a bit of a reputation for being a bit daft sometimes, I think. So I don't think they were surprised when they heard I was doing this. But they've all been very supportive. But I don't know. I don't know if anybody's secretly gone off and put their name down. We shall see. Mm.
What do you think the impact of you being up there
would
be?
On the school? Or I think it's already having a massive impact because there's so much discussion around it, and it's forcing people to think about. The thing I like about it is I got on the forum and I was discussing it in a bit of a blog with some other people the other day, is this idea of community. And I really feel that community is becoming a lost art, and we don't communicate with each other, and all the modern technology is forcing us away from face-to-face contact with other people. I don't think many people know their neighbours, for example, and something like this forces you to go and watch somebody and interact with that person, and you would hope that community would support each other and appreciate each other's talents and passions and the things that they do. So I really like this project, because you would hope that it brings a positive feel and that people start to think, we should be taking more notice and supporting each other. So that's what I hope comes from it. yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Anything else I'd like to say? Just hope. I hope that people do take an opportunity to get involved in what I'm asking them to do. I was in the local paper, and they did a big spread in the local paper about it, and they really talked about, you can email in your words of wisdom and everything and put the thing in there, and I got nothing, not one single email. That was a week ago, and I was really disappointed by that, because I work hard for that community as a teacher in a school in Blackpool. And I was really, really disappointed that people didn't, and I didn't understand why people, that's what it was, I didn't understand why local people wouldn't have a go at that. And that's my only concern. I'd just be disappointed if I didn't get that response back. But at the end of the day, I've also got to think, this is my experience as well. And I've done a lot of groundwork and I've tried to promote it, and I'm going to go up there and enjoy that hour for me, and what comes of it for the kids afterwards. Yeah.
Do you hope that somebody might email you while you're up there?
They may well do. They may well do, I hope so. I'll be scurrying home tomorrow to look at the email and see what's in there. My dad sent me one, so I have got one from Dad.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.